Well, in reflecting on today's gospel, it led me to think about two things, really. The first thing was this whole sort of, let's have a go at Peter. And the second thing, really, was, what does it mean to be a disciple of Jesus? So let's start with the first one. I'm sure that most of you have experienced at some point that when you sometimes build up a picture of, say, somewhere you're going that you've never been before, and you have this wonderful picture of what it's like, and when you get there, it's completely different. Or sometimes if you've been speaking to somebody on the phone and then they're coming to see you and you've never met them before, again, you've got a picture of what they might be like. And very often, it's completely different. I mean, with me sometimes, it's so completely different, it's unbelievable, because I'm expecting a man and it's a woman, or it's a woman and it's a man. Or only the other day, I mean, I saw somebody and they were coming towards me and they were going to ask me a question. And I had this idea about how they would sound based on what they looked like. And again, completely different. As I say, most of us, I'm sure, have had that kind of experience sometime or other. Well, for me, you know, this whole thing about Peter today, I mean, poor Peter, I mean, he was the same, really. I mean, he'd been brought up with this idea of what the Messiah was going to be like. He had this whole image in his mind that the Messiah was going to be the great one that would save them from the Romans, that would set the people free. He would come in power and might and glory. And then he hears Jesus going on about, well, no, I'm going to be rejected. They're not going to accept me at all. And in fact, they're going to put me to death. Well, this went against everything that Peter had ever imagined that Jesus would be like, what the Messiah would be like. And so it's no surprise, really, that he sort of took him to one side and said, hang on a minute, you know, that's not what I'm expecting from you. And then Jesus' response, get behind me, Satan. Bit strong. Maybe it's the evangelist getting a bit carried away. Who knows? And I suppose for us today, I mean, you know, we build up our image of what Jesus is like. I remember many, many years ago, what was the name of the film about the life of Jesus that had Robert Powell in? Was it Robert Powell?
Jesus of Nazareth.
Jesus of Nazareth, yes. There was a big argument going on at the time that some said, well, he looks like the kind of Jesus that I imagine. And others were saying, he doesn't look anything like the Jesus I imagine. So even down to what the person of Jesus looks like, we all have our own idea. And we perhaps all have our own idea of what Jesus is like today, who this Jesus is for us today. So that's the first thing, that it's, you know, it's understandable where Peter was coming from. But the second thing is, what does it mean then to be a follower of Jesus today? And this whole thing about taking up your cross and following me. Very often that's explained that sort of as Christians we're going to have difficulties in our lives and problems. And if we're going to follow Jesus, we have to take up your cross. We even have that expression, don't we? About sort of carrying your cross. It's a cross I've got to bear. But is that what Jesus is really saying? That if you're going to be a follower of his, you've got to every day, because Luke, by the way, does include that little bit. Mark doesn't. Mark doesn't say, to be a follower of mine, you've got to take up your cross every day and follow me. Whereas Luke does. Luke puts the everyday bit in. Is what Jesus saying to us today that sort of, you know, we've got to be ready to suffer? Or is there another way of looking at this? What is this cross? The cross bit to me is linked to the deny bit. It's about denying yourself. To be a follower of Jesus is about choices you make, about decisions you make in your life on a day-to-day basis. It's not once and for all, it's an ongoing commitment, an ongoing choosing of the right thing over the wrong thing. To me, that's what taking up your cross is about denying yourself and doing the right thing. It's difficult to do, though, isn't it? Because I'm sure that most of us here at some time or other, probably even on a daily basis, know what's the right thing to do, but choose not to do it. And it's not just about saying no to things, it's also saying yes to things. Just think about that for a minute. Because sometimes we see making the choice as just being, we're faced with a choice that we've got to make a decision about these two things. But are there things in our life, in our daily life, that we actually don't notice that they are things that we should be doing? Because that too is about making the right choices. I read somebody else's sermon about today. You know, I was honest about these things, you know, there's never anything new. But he summed it up in a little paragraph. I printed the whole thing off here, but there's just one little paragraph here that I quite like. He summed up about the choices that Jesus made in his life. And he said the following. Jesus chose to give in a world that takes, to love in a world that hates, to heal in a world that injures, to give life in a world that kills. He offered mercy when others sought vengeance, forgiveness when others condemned, and compassion when others were indifferent. He trusted God's abundance when others said there was not enough. And with each choice, he denied himself and showed God was present. To me, that was a very powerful paragraph that I read. Because it's also an invitation, if you replace the sort of Jesus bit with ourselves and see what it sounds like. You know, I choose to give in a world that takes. Do I? I choose to love in a world that hates. Do I? I choose to heal in a world that injures. To give life in a world that kills. Do I? I offer mercy when others seek vengeance. Forgiveness when others condemn. Compassion when others are indifferent. Do I trust in God's abundance when others say there's not enough? With each choice, do I deny myself and show God is present? To me, those are the questions we should be asking ourselves today in response to that gospel. Because that is truly taking up your cross every day and denying yourself and following Jesus. Amen.